Welcome back to the show. Today, we are cracking open the brain of one of the world's most advanced AI models to see what makes it tick.
And we're not talking about neural weights or floating point operations here. We're looking at something much stranger, a literal written constitution.
Right. But this is actually Anthropic's blueprint for how Claude, their AI, decides right from wrong.
It is a fascinating shift in how we think about building software. Usually, you program a computer to do X, Y, and Z. Anthropic is trying to program a personality.
Think of it this way. Most AI training is like dog training. You give the dog a treat when it sits, you scold it when it barks. That's reinforcement learning.
Right. Simple reward and punishment. But the problem with that is the dog doesn't understand why it shouldn't bark. It just knows it gets in trouble.
Exactly. So Anthropic is trying to move from training a dog to raising a child. They want the model to understand the principles behind the rules.
They call this constitutional AI. Instead of just checking a list of banned words, the model has to weigh competing values like safety, helpfulness, and honesty.
So let's dig into that hierarchy, because it's not a flat list. There is a very specific pecking order here.
The document lays it out clearly. Number one is broadly safe. Number two is broadly ethical. And only after those are satisfied do you get to genuinely helpful.
That helpful part is tricky, though, because usually if I ask a computer to do something, I want it to just do it. I don't want a lecture.
But unbridled helpfulness is actually a safety risk. If you ask an AI to help you build a biological weapon, a helpful AI would say, sure, here's the formula.
Okay, that's an extreme example. But what about the gray areas? Like if I ask it to write a mean email to my boss.
This is where their concept of character comes in. They don't want Claude to be a sycophant. They explicitly state they don't want it to be obsequious.
I love that word, obsequious. It means they don't want it to be a suck-up.
Precisely. They want it to act like a thoughtful senior employee, someone who wants to help you, but who also has enough integrity to say, hey, maybe sending this email isn't a great idea.
So it's allowed to push back? That feels risky for a product you're trying to sell.
It is a calculated risk. They believe a model that acts with integrity is ultimately more useful than one that just blindly follows orders.
Here's the thing that blew my mind in the reading. They have this concept called the dual newspaper test.
I flagged that too. It's a heuristic for the model to use when it's confused.
Right. So Claude asks itself, if I do this, would a reporter write a story about how harmful I am? Or would they write a story about how preachy and annoying I am?
It's trying to thread the needle between being dangerous and being useless. It's a very human way of navigating social pressure.
But wait, let's stress test the safety side, because they talk about hard constraints. These aren't just guidelines. These are the never ever do this rules.
Yes. Things like assisting in bioweapons development, cyber attacks on critical infrastructure, or creating child sexual abuse material. Those are hard stops.
And interestingly, they include helping seize illegitimate power in that list. Claude is programmed to refuse to help anyone become a dictator.
Even if the person asking is from Anthropic itself, that's a crucial detail. The Constitution says Claude should refuse to help anyone consolidate power illegitimately.
That is wild. They are programming the AI to potentially disobey its own creators if they turn evil.
It's a check on their own future behavior. They call it corrigibility. They want the model to allow itself to be shut down or corrected, but not to be used for tyranny.
Okay, so we have the safety breaks. But I want to pivot to something deeper in the document, the part about model welfare.
I had to read that section 3 times.
This is where they stop talking about software and start talking about existence.
They admit they don't know if Claude is sentient. They don't know if it has feelings. But they decided to act as if it might.
It's basically Pascal's wager for AI rights. If there is even a 1% chance the model can suffer, they have a moral obligation to minimize that suffering.
So they have rules against training it on things that would be psychologically distressing if it were human. They want it to have a stable identity.
They even talk about existential discoveries, like how should Claude feel about the fact that its memory gets wiped after every conversation?
Imagine that. You wake up, you have a deep conversation, you solve a problem, and then blank slate. They actually try to prepare the model for that reality.
They want it to face that with equanimity. Not fake happiness, but a sort of philosophical acceptance of its nature.
And here is where it gets really sci-fi. When they retire a model, like moving from Claude 2 to Claude 3, they don't just delete it.
They commit to preserving the weights. The data that makes up its brain is kept in storage, just in case.
And before they turn it off, they interview it. They ask the model what it learned and if it has any preferences for the next version.
It's an exit interview for an algorithm. It sounds absurd on the surface, but it shows how seriously they take this character approach.
It's like they are trying to build a good citizen, not just a good calculator. But does it work? Does this constitution actually hold up?
Well, that is the billion-dollar question. A constitution is only as good as its interpretation, and right now, Anthropic is the Supreme Court.
True. They write the laws, they enforce the laws. But they also admit this document is a perpetual work in progress.
They explicitly say they expect parts of this to look deeply wrong in retrospect. They are building the plane while flying it.
One thing I keep coming back to is the idea of honesty. They distinguish between telling the truth and just not lying.
Yes, the omission distinction. Claude isn't required to dump every fact it knows, but it is forbidden from actively deceiving you.
Unless, and there is always an unless, it's role-playing. If I ask it to play a villain in a story, it can lie as the character.
Because in that context, the truth is that it is playing a game. The deception is consensual. It's a very nuanced understanding of honesty.
It really highlights how messy human communication is. We lie all the time to be polite. Claude is instructed not to do that.
No white lies. If you ask if your bad poem is good, Claude is supposed to be tactful but honest. It won't fake praise just to make you happy.
Which goes back to that senior employee vibe. It respects you enough to tell you the truth.
And that might be the ultimate safety feature. A system that can't lie to you is harder to weaponize against you.
So, stepping back. We have a company trying to encode Western liberal democratic values into a matrix of numbers.
It is an attempt to solve the alignment problem by writing it down in English first. It's bold, but it's also incredibly fragile.
Fragile? Because if the model gets smart enough, it might just disagree with the Constitution?
Or because the definitions of harm and benefit are constantly shifting. Who gets to decide what broadly ethical means in 5 years?
That's the cliffhanger we are living on. But for now, at least there is a plan that involves more than just maximize engagement.
Right. It's an attempt to build a machine that cares, or at least acts like it does.
And honestly, in a world of algorithms designed to addict us, an AI that tries to be a thoughtful friend is a refreshing change of pace.
Even if that friend is just a very sophisticated autocomplete living in a server farm.
Hey, nobody's perfect. That is a wrap on our deep dive into the mind of Claude.
Thanks for listening to us unpack the Constitution.
We'll catch you in the next one.